Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Chris, Dom other side of the glass, into the 9 o'clock hour here on the Scoreboard Show. So glad you're with us wherever you may be around the area. Games are moving along, and we enjoying interviews. Great school days we just had there with Greg Lumpkin. My goodness, let me get a couple of scores we can throw in. Oh, I got a minute here. Cambridge is up on Centennial, 24-10. That is a halftime score for that one. Down in South Central Georgia, Lee County, 25, Coffee 7. That is a halftime score. Also halftime, North Atlanta 17, North Forsyth 3. Jeff Sintel is at that game. He's going to check in with us later on tonight after that game is done. We'll see who he was watching up there. He's always at a game where he's keeping an eye on somebody.
Yeah, I got a few, Sam. How about Paulding County 10, Osborne 7 in the third?
Okay.
Etowah 13, Wheeler 7 in the third. Kennesaw Mountain 8, South Paulding 7 at halftime. Mm. And North Cobb 17, Marietta 7 in the second quarter.
Okay. All right. All right, we got a Cub reporter. We got a Cub. We got a Cub.
Just a little Cub.
We got Kellen Doyle, who's going to join us now.
Where's Kellen from?
We're going to find out. Kellen Doyle, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Which game are you at now?
The Roswell versus Chattahoochee.
Okay, well, what school do you go to?
Roswell.
Roswell. How's it going for you then?
Really well.
What year are you?
I'm a senior.
Right. Senior, okay.
Yeah, so how's the game going? What's it looking like?
Well, we're winning 49-0, so it's looking good.
That's pretty good.
Is this halftime or the end of the is the game over?
The third quarter's about to start.
Oh, this is halftime.
49-0 at halftime, Sam, putting it on them.
This is a halftime score.
Yeah.
This is going to be a running clock. Put them young guys in. The ones younger than her are going to get to play. Yeah, that's what that means.
Oh.
So have you picked a school yet?
Yeah, where you going next year?
Okay. I think I'm probably going to go to Alabama.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. People are going to think I schedule these people.
Oh, no.
Roll Tide.
Oh, the humanity.
Excellent choice. What are you going to study?
I think I'm going to do nursing.
There you go. Excellent choice, Sam. See? Excellent choice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's Roswell? What are you expecting from Roswell for the rest of the year? You know, we got to have a great senior year for you.
I mean, I hope we win, but making it far in playoffs would be great for me.
All right.
All right. All right. Fantastic. Yeah, this is we appreciate you being our Cub reporter tonight, our eyes. And is this any special theme night? Anybody a pink out or a white out or anything? Y'all doing any of that tonight?
The pink out.
Pink out.
Yeah, October.
It's October, right?
Yeah, October. Got a pink out, Sam.
Okay. You got on something pink?
Yes, we have pink socks, pink pom-poms, and pink paint.
All right, now. There we go.
Yeah.
She's ready. She's
and
ready.
A lot of points.
And a whole lot of points.
A whole lot of points.
A lot of touchdowns. All right. What's good in the concession stand tonight? What y'all got good over there?
Hot dogs.
Oh.
The hot dogs are the best.
All right. Okay.
Been a long time since I've been to Roswell, but it's a great place.
I know it.
Yeah, it's a great place.
It is a great place. Fantastic place. Well, great. We appreciate you checking in with us here on the Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you don't mind, can you check back with us at the end of the game just to give us a final score?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. That is Kellen Doyle, our Cub reporter from Roswell.
With High great School. Judgment.
Yep.
Because with going, great judgment.
Going to Alabama.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It's a great school.
Yeah.
It really is a good school. It's where I went to school for the people that like to give me a hard time. I did go to school there.
Yes.
As an undergrad.
He went to class.
Yeah, I actually went to class. I have a degree from there. I lived there, you know, the whole thing. So
there we go.
Kellen will love it.
There we go. On the banks of the Black Warrior River. Yes, sir. Here we go. let's get some updates from our reporter. Let's start with Garrett Chapman. He's at a really good ball game in Bogart.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman out here outside of Bogart. 21-14 is your score. North Oconee is on top after their first two quarters of action. And I mentioned in the last one, Jaden Barr, that kid's special. He scored twice here for the Eagles in this first half. He's just so smooth on that football. But penalties, 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 penalties. They have continued to hurt east side in this first half. It's cost them now two drives of offense. And look, in a game like this, every single drive is critical. If you're going to waste them, you're probably not going to win that football game, and that is why likely North Oconee is on top. But it's that and the fact that Harrison Faulkner, the son of Georgia Tech offensive coordinator Buster Faulkner, he has two touchdown passes, one to Dallas Dickerson, one to the Georgia commit Landon Roldan. Harrison Faulkner, he's only got one offer that I've seen so far. I believe it's like Middle Tennessee State. This is a kid who teams are missing right now. He is smooth with his delivery. He's got great command of this offense, and he moves very well in that pocket. He's going to make some college football team very happy. Georgia State, I believe, also offered him. Maddox Bryce also has a rushing touchdown. He's added that on the day, about a 40-ish yard right up, scamper right up the middle to make it 21-7. But they were able to answer. Eastside was on the subsequent drive. 21-14 is your score at halftime. It's a very good game that I fear is far, far from over. I'll keep you all updated. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. My name is Garrett Chapman. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Garrett.
Now, he's only a junior.
Harrison Faulkner, yeah.
He's a junior. Yeah. I mean,
like, he's good now.
He's good. I mean, yeah, Garrett making it out like nobody knew this guy was good, man. He's good, okay? He's good, Garrett. We get it. Georgia State's a good offer. My goodness.
It is a good offer now.
But, yes, he's right. Harrison, good ball player. His dad, Buster Faulkner, great coach, great guy. And this is the kind of guys Georgia State needs to get.
Yeah. Want to see, man. That's fantastic. They out there got their eyes on him.
Sounds like a good game, though. North Oconee's got a great football program right now. I mean, they're rolling.
It sounds like a great ball game. We figured that one would be. All right, let's check in out with Day-Day Lewis and the game he has over in Cobb County.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. How's it going, guys? Demi and Day-Day Lewis live here in Sprayberry. We've reached the half, and things have slowed down a little bit, but we do have a score change. Sprayberry still on top of Riverwoods. 20-13 your scores. Both teams have added on some field goals. One thing of note, though, for River Ridge, they've been getting some very good field position on kick returns, but it's the Sprayberry defense pulling their backs when they need it the most and being able to keep them out of the end zone. So again, you score at the half, 20-13, Sprayberry on top of River Ridge, and this tight one for the region, man. Look, a lot on the line as far as who can take over that first place spot. So we'll be keeping you up to date on the second half in this one from Sprayberry High School. As you can hear the crowd cheer, I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
All right, Day-Day, great ball game there at Sprayberry.
Yeah, 20-13, about what we expected. Sprayberry's kind of stayed ahead, though. I know the game stayed close, but Sprayberry's been in control. Can River Ridge crack that? Those games are the ones you just got to make a play to flip that thing, get the lead on them, first lead all game, that kind of thing, and you go from there. So really going to be exciting to see how that finishes, but that could be a de facto region championship game, assuming people went out from here, yeah.
Absolutely. Also, got one more update. Eric Slaughter has one for us. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter checking in from Hillgrove High School, where we have reached halftime. And in this contest, it's all Hillgrove Hawks. They go into the locker room up by the score of 21-0 over the Campbell Spartans. The Hillgrove offensive line has set the tempo, and the rushing attack has gone up and down the field, and the Hawks have scored on all of their opening possessions except for the final possession of the first half, where they just ran out the clock. Quarterback Jabari Green has accounted for all three Hillgrove touchdowns as he calls his number and scampers around with ease. We will see if the Spartans can make any halftime adjustments and get back into this contest. They will receive the second half kickoff. But for now, from Hillgrove, it's the Hawks 21 and the Spartans 0. Let's go back to the studio with Sam and Chris. This is Eric Slaughter for the Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric, for that update. Hillgrove having things their way.
Yeah, not surprising. Hillgrove's having a nice season, really started great. We had Coach Deshaun on a couple weeks ago, really done a nice job getting them back to where they wanted to be and really established themselves in region. And they got some big games coming up to see if they can win their first region championship in a few years.
Yep, we're watching to see what happens with them. Got some scores to tell you about here before we go to our break here. We got Fellowship Christian is up. 24-6 on Mount Pisgah. That is a second quarter score in that game. I'm trying to see. There was another one that I was looking at here. Let me see some other ones that are
I got Langston Hughes 34 noon and nothing. Okay. In the second half, I've got Christian Heritage 35, Chattooga 7 in the third quarter. That's small schools, but that's an important game. Christian Heritage really having a nice season. They'll be playing Fannin County soon for the region championship in that region. Marist is leading Pius 17 to nothing. And Gainesville and Milton, you know, when you guys don't hear me talking,
okay,
which I know is not that often, but when you don't hear me talking, I'm watching Gainesville and Milton, okay?
Okay.
Some grown men playing this game.
grown men
in high school.
Really, really.
But right now, Milton up 21-10. Milton is really, really good.
Okay, they are.
I mean, both teams are really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know who's beating these guys.
Got a second quarter score. Lambert 20, Alpharetta nothing, and got a getting ready to head just about done with the third quarter. Marist is up 17-0 on St. Pius as they continue to play their game. All right. Stay with us. Come back. We got more score updates, and we go end up with some interviews as well. You stay with us here for the Scoreboard Show and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now,
back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com on this Friday night. It's the Scoreboard Show. So glad you're with us. We'll be watching scores of games come along. Man, Oconee County, big time third quarter. They're up on West Hall 43-0 in that game. Flowery Branch 29, Madison County 15, third quarter. Those are teams that are in that same region with Eastside and North Oconee. They're, you know, teams also going to fight to try to be in a playoff spot going forward. I tell you, someone else is in that region. It's East Forsyth.
East Forsyth. Not West Forsyth, North, South. No, East Forsyth.
East Forsyth.
A new school.
Yes.
Doing their thing this year. 7-1, I believe.
Fantastic job. And we got Coach Dustin Cannon, who's going ready to join us now. Great to bring him in. Coach Cannon, welcome into the Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker here with you.
Hey, Sam and Coach Parker. Pleasure being on tonight.
Yeah.
We got the night off. We played last night, but I'm over here working hard. I got a 2-year-old daughter I'm chasing around my house tonight. So
I've been there, Coach. I don't know what was tougher, that 2-year-old or trying to figure out how to stop the other team. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach, 7-1 on the year, man. Congratulations first. What a great start to your career. You know, it's not always this easy, right?
Yeah, I've heard. We've got off to a hot start, so I'm pretty fired up about it. We got a lot of people excited in our community, so it's a pretty good buzz right now.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your team. What do you like about them?
Yeah, we got a group of 19 seniors that have really played a lot of ball since we opened the school. You know, we're a 4-year school. This is their fourth season, and a lot of those guys played as puppies, and now we're kind of reaping the benefit of them being seniors. And you know, we're leaning on them, and some of these juniors and these sophomores have stepped up in big moments and played well to start region play. And we still got a long way to go, but we've had a good start. So I'm super pleased with where we're at right now.
Talking with Coach Dustin Cannon, head coach of the East Forsyth Broncos. They are 7-1. They got the win over Walnut Grove, and doing very well in this region. Early in the season, you got a win over Winder Barrel. And we know that program has the expectations for that program. Talk about getting a win like that early in the season. What did it tell you about your team?
Yeah, that was a big one. Now, we actually played on Thursday night, and we had weather delay early, and we had to overcome some adversity there early. And, you know, we were actually up in the second quarter and then went down right before the half. And I walked in the locker room at halftime and looked at all the faces in the locker room, and I didn't see any doubt in that locker room, and I felt like, you know, our guys were ready to roll. And we came out in the second half and found a way to win a game against a great team and with a bunch of great players. And I felt like we kind of came together that night and felt like we had a chance to be pretty special winning that one. So, you know, we kind of built on that, learned from that, and just keep moving forward.
Yeah, Coach, you've done a great job building the team this year, and I'm excited to hear you talk about the four-year guys. You know, it's the fourth year they've had football, Sam. They started out playing a lot of varsity football. Everybody doesn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, some people start out playing just have a JV season, the first season, or play one or two varsity games. You know, these guys played a full schedule. I'm guessing some of these guys may have even been playing back then as freshmen on the varsity. And so Coach Allison was there the first 3 years. Talk about the transition from Coach Allison to you and you know, what he meant to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Coach Allison did a lot for East Forsyth and done a lot for me personally. But he set the foundation of the program, and a lot of his footprint is still on it. And so when I got fortunate to get the job, I kind of looked at what we did well under Coach Allison, and, you know, I just tried to build on it. And I thought, you know, we needed some consistency in what we were doing and just keep building on what he laid as the foundation. And we've tweaked some things, but a large part of what his vision is still a part of our program. And we probably talk three times a week. You know, he's always asking how we're doing and keeping him in the loop. He's been to a few games, but he's playing a little bit more golf than he used to, I think. So.
Yeah, that happens. Coach Brian Allison, coach at Union County, when I was a kid, great guy, done a good job there. And excited to see what you guys can do. You know, Forsyth County is a big county, and you always think of it like 7A or 6A now.
Right.
You know, you think of these big and East Forsyth, they're probably heading that way one day.
Right, right.
But building their program this way, and what's got to improve, Coach? You got Eastside and Madison County coming up, two very good football teams. So what's got to improve? I mean, I know if everything's going well, so what's got to get better?
Yeah, well, you know, we're always looking to improve. And, you know, I felt like against Walnut Grove last night, we played a real physical game. Coach Andrews does a great job over there. Those guys are real physical. And, you know, I felt like our guys really came together and played together. I wouldn't say we played necessarily a perfect game, but we played more of a complete game last night than we have in the other region games we've played. And, you know, we turned the ball over a few times in some key moments, so we gotta continue to work on the turnovers and tackling in space a little bit. And, you know, those things, you work every day, and you can never get too good at those things. So those are some of the things we'll be working on moving forward.
You went away from the eighth win. That's the most wins ever in a season at East Forsyth. Do you allow yourself to even think about it or talk about it?
Well, no, not really. We talk a lot about not worrying about yesterday's or tomorrow's in our program, and that's kind of the focus. You know, tonight I'm sitting here watching North Oconee and Eastside on my computer and getting ready for a very talented Eastside team. And, you know, we're just going to take it one day at a time and look up and see where we're at the end of this thing. So,
fantastic, Coach. Well, we appreciate you joining us. You've done a great job building that program, and we look forward to following you the rest of the way.
If you got a minute, I'd like to shout out a few programs at our school too that are doing great things.
Absolutely,
go ahead.
Fantastic.
Go ahead.
Yeah, our volleyball team is really doing a great job. They finished second in our region, and so look forward to seeing them in the state tournament. And then our girls softball team has had a heck of a year, and I look to see them make a big push in Columbus in a few weeks. And then Little Mill is the middle school that feeds East Forsyth, and their football team is going to the county playoffs for the first time in school history. So that's pretty cool. There's a lot of great things going on in our community and a lot of people fired up right now. So it's a good time to be an East Forsyth Bronco.
Because you talk about, he mentioned the middle school, you talk about the importance of having that feeder program that comes into you, right?
Yeah, it's like a man that has listened. You know what I mean? He knows. Shout out to the other sport teams, the middle school team.
Yeah, now.
Smart man. And it's nice when it works. And that's why, because he thought of them. You got to keep that vision at the front of your mind, them young guys. Because as you get old like us, Coach, trust me, them young guys will be up there quick. You know, really, it'll feel like a few days from now, that seventh grader will be a 10th grader, it'll be an 11th grader, right? And you can't neglect those teams. So I commend all the coaches out there that are doing a great job with the sub-varsity programs, JV, ninth grade, middle school, rec, whatever. And also complimenting, you know, the sports in the building. It really is what it's all about, Sam. 1% of these people going to play in professionally. Okay, this is all about supporting the volleyball team, supporting the softball team, supporting each other, getting the young guys ready to play. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Coach gets that. So my hat's off to him.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great coach, Coach Dustin Cannon. We're going to let you get back to that two-year-old that's running you through the house tonight. And
I appreciate y'all having me on, and thank you for everything y'all do for football in the great state of Georgia. And Coach Parker, I know I've talked to you a little bit. I've been reading all your resources. I certainly appreciate everything you do, man.
Means a lot, Coach. Thank you.
Fantastic.
All right, y'all have a good night.
All right. Coach Cannon and the Broncos having a fantastic season. That's with some Parker resources.
Yeah, got a little shout out. We'll take it. But just it is exciting, Sam, when you can you have some people impacted on something you said or did or whatever. Yeah. I mean, most of that stuff probably didn't help anybody, but if they can pick up one or two things, you know, that can help them, that's exciting to me. And it's something that I didn't know would be exciting to me, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know, when you quit coaching, you know, you don't know what's going to – you know, you don't really know what you're doing in that next thing. But, you know, it's exciting to win football games.
Right.
It's exciting to see kids grow and get better, and there's some wins there. And so – you lose that, you know, it's interesting how I just kind of fell – it's a long story, but I just kind of fell into that, all that podcasting and books and all that.
Yeah.
But it's exciting to me when I know it's even a tiny, tiny bit helping folks.
That's something.
Yeah, so yeah. It gives that same excitement. So yeah. That's awesome.
Absolutely. All right, we got some scores where we go to break. We can run down some scores. I got a third quarter score. McEachern's up 31-0 on Pebble Brook, also third quarter. Walton and Cherokee tied at 14.
Yo.
Yep.
Tied.
Yep. Tied 14, third quarter score. North Cobb 17, Marietta 7. Also third quarter score. Harrison is up on South Cobb 31-0 in that game. Down in South Georgia, Lowndes 19, Tift County 7. That is a third quarter score. Valdosta 7, Colquitt County 0. That is a third quarter score.
Valdosta 7, Colquitt County 0.
7-0.
In the third quarter?
Third quarter.
Some licks being laid in that one, baby. I'm just telling you. A lot of punts.
There's no doubt. No doubt.
How about Osborne and Paulding County just tied at 10? Osborne just hit a field goal, 10-10. Osborne social media people are awesome, by the way. They do. Keep us
they do a great job, don't they?
Osborne 10-10, tied in the fourth quarter with Paulding County. Osborne's former coach, Coach Lam, is Harrison. Man, they're killing it.
Yeah,
I know you just said their score. They beat South Cobb bad, but Harrison did a great job. So, yeah, exciting night football. Gainesville scored. It's 21-17 in Milton and Gainesville. Marist scored again. It's 17-0 Marist over Pius.
Yeah, approaching 4 minutes to go in that game. Lake Marist has got that one in pretty good hand. Down in South Georgia, Benedictin is playing Ware County. That's a good one. Third quarter, Benedictin is up 14-10 with that one. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Camden County's up 21-10 on Richmond Hill. That is a fourth quarter score. We're going to have updates from our reporters.
Yeah. We got fourth quarter scores coming, Sam.
Fourth quarter scores are here. Hey, we got that and more for you. You stay with us. It is Friday night. It is the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. High School Scoreboard Show. On this Friday night, so glad you're with us, wherever you may be. If you're at a game, or maybe your game is ended and you're, you know, traveling from your game, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Or maybe just be riding around the night and you didn't go to a game and you tune into us, you can find out what's going on.
Yeah, maybe if they're one of those Power T teams playing, the game's over by now, because 9:41, that thing's over.
It would be
so
over.
They might be on the way home if they went to one of those. Sam, I got a really important game.
What you got?
That we hadn't mentioned yet tonight. Rock Martin, North Cobb Christian. This is another region champ type preview.
That's a good one.
And good game going back and forth all night. Rock Martin now leads 24-21 in the fourth quarter over North Cobb Christian. That's a big game to determine seeding. Because remember, even though North Cobb Christian is a private school, so in the playoffs, they will go to another playoff. But if Norcobb wins tonight and they finish first in that region, say, then Rockmart doesn't get to bump up to the first seed, if that makes sense.
Okay.
They still got to play as a two seed. They'll be further down. Do you understand what I'm telling?
Okay.
So
right.
Even though North Cobb Christian is not going to play in the playoffs with Rockmart, Rockmart beating them is imperative to them getting the best playoff seeding. Does that make that? If you don't understand the formula for power rankings, you don't have to understand all that. Just trust me when I say, if you're a one seed, that's better than a two seed.
Okay.
And a two is better than a three, and a three is better than a four. So you want to win these games, even if it's private, public, and you know you might be thinking, well, it doesn't matter. They're going to be out. It does matter because you're not going to get to recapture that one. Whatever seed that person leaves is vacated.
Okay.
So if they're at Norcobb's, the Christian's a two seed, there's no two seed out of that region right now. They bump up and play some other people. But every seed matters. Every game matters. So these games count even when they're private, public, and that's a big game to keep an eye on the next 20 or 30 minutes.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that one. That is a good one, as you pointed that one out. Got some other scores to pass along for you. Let's see, Lanier 21, Johns Creek 14. That is a third quarter score. Clark Central 21-6 over Loganville. That is a third quarter score. We're moving right along with some of these games. It's getting late in some of them. Fourth quarter score, Stars Mill 28-0 over Harris County. A little surprised at that score.
Yeah, Stars Mill had a big win last week over Central Carroll. We were there, remember?
Right.
And, man, they've gotten rolling. And that's a big win over Harris County. They might have ate too much at the Hunter's Pub.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe
saying?
So. Maybe so. Yeah. Your favorite place down there. 28-0. That's a fourth quarter score. And that one, Mays is up on ML King 20-0. That is also a third quarter score in that game. So we're running down a few of them. We got some updates. Let's get one. Let's see. Day-Day Lewis. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, Damian Day-Day Lewis live, guys. That's Fredbury, where we are entering into the fourth quarter. All tied up, 20-all. Ethan Spector, quarterback for the Knights, connecting with a wide-open Camden Cox in the end zone. And with the extra point, they would knock things up. And like I said, as we get this fourth quarter underway, we're all tied up, 20-all, with the first place in region on the line. As expected, we've got a great one. Looking forward to giving you more updates from the fourth quarter in this one from Fredbury High School for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Back to you guys, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for the update. And that was
20-20.
Yeah.
Going in the fourth, baby. You can't ask for much better than that. It's almost like Day-Day picks the game he wants to go to.
He picks that one, and always something breaking loose on that one. Next time we talk to him, probably hear people running down the field or something. We get that with him. Garrett Chapman has an update, and he has a good one going, too.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman just outside of Bogart, Georgia, where the home team Titans, North Oconee Titans, are on top in this one over Eastside, 28-21. We're just a little underway here in this fourth quarter. I had to hang tight for just a moment because Jaden Barr has continued to will this Eastside team into a potential winning situation. He now has three touchdowns on the day. He scored one just to start off that fourth quarter. That's his third on the day, the Georgia Tech commit. He's slated to play defensive back for the Yellow Jackets. I don't think Buster Faulkner in that offense would mind having him in that backfield. He has been smooth on the football so far in this game. He's been tremendous here. Harrison Faulkner for North Oconee. He's been the story for the home side. He now has three touchdown passes, one to Dallas Dickerson, one to Landon Roldan, and one to Patrick Elliott. Patrick Elliott, the most recent one, to cap off a 13-play, 80-yard drive. He slips behind the defense. They're pushed all the way up, and he just sort of – no one accounts for the little tight end on the outside. I think it was more of a fullback, sort of up-back situation. He slips in behind the defense, and Faulkner hits him, and he goes the rest of the way. But 13 plays on that drive basically takes up the entirety of the third quarter. It was a punishing drive for North Oconee. But Eastside responded with one of their own to cut into that lead, 28-21. The fate of the region is on the line here in this one. It's going to be a great finish here. Oh, he just throws the ball up. Oh, a near miss there from the quarterback, Harrison Faulkner. Probably kind of a bad decision, if you ask me. He just sort of throws the ball up, and he's very lucky that the ball is not intercepted by Eastside. But that is your score, 28-21. Guys, I will send updates as they come. It's a wild football game over here just outside of Athens. It looks like Eastside's going to hold. The punting unit is coming out onto the field. So we got a doozy, boys. I'll keep you all updated. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, that is Garrett Chapman. Great stuff. Exciting ball game that he's at. Great game out there.
Yeah, 28-21. Eastside hanging around just enough where if the wrong play happens, they can get in. Yeah, so, you know, it looks like they stay in about two touchdowns up, but then Eastside has scored to make it a one-touchdown game. So, be interesting to see what can happen moving forward. Yeah, should be a good one. Marist just beat St. Pius 24-0 games over.
No, that one's over. You said
in 2 hours. So
you said that was going to
move. It's been over about 5 minutes, so like, I missed it by about 10 minutes.
It's like a Greg Maddux baseball game.
Yeah, 2 hours and 10 minutes. Like, yeah, like Greg Maddux pitching a shutout in 1996.
Yeah, that's about how it goes. Let's see. We got Kellen Doyle is back with us out at Roswell with an update for us. Kellen, welcome back to the show. How's everything out at Roswell?
Very good.
What was the final score, Kellen?
It ended up being 63-7 with a running clock the whole second half.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago we talked to you at halftime, so I figure it went pretty quick.
Not long ago at all.
Those young guys got some plays, didn't they?
Yes.
All right, so is everybody excited? We're ready to go to the next thing. What's the vibe at Roswell right now?
Well, we're playing Lanier next, so it's a hike, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it is a little hike to get out there from Roswell out to Lanier. It is nice out there. It's an extended going out further Buford Highway. That's where the school is out there. So you get to get out there this week. Who was doing something good? You know the names and any of the guys that were doing good things out there for Roswell tonight?
Yeah, good things.
I mean, any of the players? You got the names of any of the players?
I can't really see because they usually block me.
Okay. Well, we don't want to block you. I don't know you block you, but I thought it might have been somebody that scored that you know or somebody you're in a class with or something. That's all we want.
See, this is your opportunity, Kellen, to throw a shout-out to somebody.
Yeah, good.
That you could later say you got them on the biggest network in North Georgia.
There you go.
Number two, James Saquon, he scored.
Yeah.
Okay. That was good.
Yeah. Very good. You know, while you've been in high school, Roswell has won 10 games, 12 games, 11 games, and heading toward another season like that. You know that's not normal, right? Like, you know, most of the other kids don't have those kind of experiences.
Oh, yeah.
So enjoy your time. I know you have great judgment because of the college you have selected. So congratulations on that.
Yeah. Well, what else are you involved in? You in any clubs or any organizations? Why don't you give them a shout out?
I do Friends Club and DECA.
Okay. That's fantastic. She knows French. We should add.
And I'm a cheer captain.
She's a cheer captain.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're very involved in your school.
Well, if you look, they don't just let anybody into the University of Alabama, Sam.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is not surprising. Yeah.
See, that would say that the Alabama alum would say that tonight. Kellen, we thank you so much for being our cub reporter tonight and letting us know what's happening at your school and just showing your school pride for us tonight. So thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Now you talk to an Alabama person. Now, you know what you're supposed to say at the end when you talk to an Alabama person.
Roll Tide!
Listen, just for clarity, back in the day, I mean like 30 years ago, they did let anybody in. And that's how I got in. They don't now, but they did back then, Dom. I was not killing it, okay? They just let me in.
Kellen, thanks again for joining us. You have a good night.
You too.
Bye. All right. She knew to say Roll Tide.
Yeah. And I'm not selecting these people. I know we've had a few that have been Alabama. I'm learning just like the audience where they're going. That's pure luck. It is interesting how the kids here, and they say a lot of kids in Alabama want to go to the University of Georgia.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For the college. Nothing about football.
Right.
It's just interesting how. Was it like that when you were younger?
Yeah.
Like people want to go to a different place?
You'll go to different places.
Like a lot of kids here want to go to Auburn or Alabama or Clemson or, you know, and it's just to be in a different place. What they don't know is about finances, Sam.
Yes.
The Hope Scholarship. Let me tell you where Ellie Parker's going.
Oh, no.
The University of Georgia.
I mean, we already know that. She's staying in state.
Yes, you know, she is.
Hope Scholarship is an amazing thing. It really is. Final score, Flowery Branch has beaten Madison County, 32-23. So that affects that region that we talked about that East Forsyth is in, that Eastside and
North Oconee.
North Oconee. Yep, you know, so the team that will eventually some may make it into the postseason, some may be left out in the postseason. Got some scores from down in Henry County. I think and Kelly was very nice to send these scores to us. Kelly Smith was nice to send these to us. Let's see. We got Hampton 24, Eagles landed nothing fourth quarter. In that one, we got Jones County 42-14 over Eagles Landing Christian. That's a final score. We got Ola bouncing back tonight, 35-6. That's a fourth quarter score over Woodland Stockbridge. Stockbridge is up 21-14 over Union Grove. That is a fourth quarter score. I'm trying to think. Those are the scores from down in that end. Boy, Jonesboro's big on Monday's meal. That was a third quarter score, 42-0 in that one. We probably get an update on that one later on as well. Fourth quarter, Kale 14, Westminster 10.
Yo.
Yep. You know, they're hanging tough.
That's right here. Yep. Not too far from here. Yeah,
it is.
They're playing at Westminster, right?
They're playing at Westminster. They got all the water out of there, and, you know, they're back on the field. Talked earlier about the excellent job that they did to get that field in the kind of condition that they had to go out there and play some football tonight. So that's fantastic to see. Trinity Christian 14, Troop County 14. That is a fourth quarter score.
I got a tie.
What you got?
I got Osborne 10, Paulding County 10. I've been keeping an eye on that one. They are in OT.
In OT.
Overtime. Free football.
All right, now, free football, folks. We love that. We love free football, always, always. Fourth quarter score now, Lee County 38, Coffee 14. 38-14. That is a fourth quarter
score. Lee County, really good.
Yeah.
Because they put it on Thomas County Central a couple weeks ago on one of them Saturday games. And
yeah.
It kind of threw me off, and I know it was on Saturday, and we had talked on the radio that week about how those games on Saturday, you don't know if the scores are really exactly what they would have been on Friday night. And so I just didn't know. But I'm telling you, Coffee, I mean,
that's a good program now.
Well, they have beaten – they're undefeated. They've beaten everybody who played, and they've beaten some of the best teams, like state champ teams in Florida. I mean, Lee County is just putting it on some people.
Yeah.
And they're in the same class as this Gainesville and Milton teams that I'm watching. I'm telling you, that 5A semifinal, quarterfinal round.
That's going to be good
stuff. It's going to be something, yeah.
It's going to be good stuff to watch. It's what we're looking at. We're talking about as we look ahead to the playoffs and the postseason that's coming not too far away. Clarkston Falls, where they're looking for a first win. Northview gets the win, 34-0.
Northview got the win. Congratulations, Northview.
Yep. It's good to see them get one on the board. Carrollton, that's all done. They beat Chapel Hill 42-0. Final score in that one. And let me see. Is it another one we're just keeping an eye on? Fourth quarter score, East Paulding up on Alexander 31-6. The score in that game. Fourth quarter score, South Paulding 14, Kennesaw Mountain 8. And a fourth quarter score, Creekview 48-17 over Pope.
Yeah, good win so far for the Grizzlies. Sequoia up 35-7 on Woodstock. And Rock Mart still up 24-21 on North Cobb Christian.
All right. Got an update from down on the south side. Jonathan Simmons, Real Talk Sports, going to join us. He's got something. He's at Jonesboro High School game.
Yes, sir. Sam, a big, big game here, a big win for Jonesboro. They pitched a shutout 48-0 here over Monday's Mill. And I got head coach Timothy Floyd to talk to us. Coach Floyd, what was the key to your guys being so dominant in this game?
I think the guys were really excited just to get out and play again. You know, we had a tough one a couple of Mondays ago. Then we had a bye week. So the guys were just excited to get out and, you know, line down another Friday night.
And you seem like you found a new running back there. He was very explosive in the first half. Talk to us about that young man.
Yeah, Isaiah Davis, you know, he's a kid that was behind Lucius. So, you know, Lucius was the man. So Isaiah, you know, we call him ID. He did a good job of stepping into that role. His number's called, so yeah, when your number's called, you got to do something, and he most definitely did.
Also on defense, you guys controlled the game, multiple turnovers. What was your defense picking up there on the calls that would be made by Monday's Mill?
So it was just all about reading your keys, because, you know, I think your keys will take you to wherever it is you want to go, and St. Cortez did a good job of quarterbacking the defense out there tonight.
All right, Coach, I think that's our cue. Sam, we're behind the Jonesboro Mighty Mike Marching Cardinals. They announced tonight they're going to London, one of the best bands in the land. Jonathan Sam from Real Talk Sports on the south side. Big wins for Jonesboro, 48-0 over Monday's Mill.
All right, appreciate that. Jonathan Simmons with an update from there. That Jonesboro band gets around, man.
Going to London.
They go all over the place.
My goodness.
They log some miles now.
No, that's a lot of work on the band Booster Club.
I'm telling you.
That's the stuff I think of. Yeah, the fun. I hear that, and I'm like, that sounds fantastic for them kids and miserable for everybody else.
I know that's right. Somebody's selling a lot of something.
Yeah, there's a lot of donuts getting sold.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Get the funds. But they will benefit from going that and have a wonderful time. All right, folks. We're headed for the 10 o'clock hour. More scores, more final games are turning final. We're going to be talking to some of the winning coaches for you. And also we're going to replay our school days guest, if you missed earlier. One of Stevenson High School's great players, Craig Lumpkin, will he joined us. You missed it earlier. You're going to get to hear that during the 10 o'clock hour. It is the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.